countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
But first,
how much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Anecdotally, it seems that more of us have bought pet dogs this year. Now, it may be more than just a coincidence with the year that we've had, because with people working from home and other people moving back to the countryside, and indeed people just looking for a lift in these stressful times, maybe they are some of the reasons why more and more people have become pet owners. And for those of us that are buying a pet for the very first time, and in particular a dog, well, sheep farmers, they have some advice, because we're only a few weeks out now from the lambing season, and yos at the moment are carrying lambs over the Christmas period. And I'm here on a sheep farm in Canavy between Cork and Macroom. Sean Dennehy is the IFA National Sheep Committee Chairman, but also a sheep farmer. Sean, good morning to you. And we're in here, appropriately enough, in the sheep shed, and with a flock of this year's lambs.
Yeah, this year's lambs. Thanks, Damien. These lambs were born in March. They're fattening now, and we should have them on the go for Christmas time.
As a sheep farmer, I'm sure you probably have had experience, and we hear your own dogs in the background there. What's it like, I suppose, to discover that your sheep have been worried or attacked by dogs?
I've had an experience of it, yes, but it's all over the country that it happens. Every day that somebody's sheep gets attacked, and it's very stressful for the farmers. My own yos now are out in the fields at the moment. Next week we're going to be scanning them. There's a lot of effort gone into them. We've gone away and bought top quality rams. We fed them, made sure that they've got all their doses and that they've treated for fluke and all this. And next week we'll be scanning, and for something to happen them now, your whole year's work has been unravelled, and it's a big economic hit as well if it's a very severe attack.
Right, can you actually chase the owner for compensation? Is that possible?
Yeah, that's you're perfectly within your rights to recover whatever losses you've incurred from a sheep attack.
And are you surprised, because this is every year we talk about this, every year I interview farmers about the worrying of sheep, particularly coming into the lambing season, and yet it still actually happens.
I don't think it's really acceptable anymore. It's not the dogs that cause it, it's the dog owners and the lack of responsibility of the dog owners keeping their dogs under control, making sure that their dog stays within their own property. And if they do go walking on hills or trails, that they keep their dog on a lead.
Yeah, the natural instinct when you're out with your dog in the countryside would be to let them loose if you don't see anybody else around. But you're saying in instances like that, dogs have attacked.
Yeah, dogs have attacked, and in some parts of the country, farmers don't actually go away for the weekends, because that's when most of the dog worrying takes place. So, you know, it's very stressful on farmers that they can't move out, and they're all the time on edge worrying about whether their sheep are going to be okay or not.
And you lay the blame squarely at the feet of the dog owners themselves?
100%. Like, dogs are dogs, and dogs will run after wildlife and rabbits and all that sort of thing. It's very easy for it to happen. It just runs after a rabbit, then he goes out into another field and there's a field of sheep there, and they run when they see the dog, and the dog's natural instinct is to run after the sheep. If there's a river nearby, dogs can drive them into rivers, so some of them can be drowned.
Are you well within your right to shoot a dog if it's worrying your sheep?
It's not something the farmers like doing. But when your sheep are being attacked and your livelihood is going down the tubes there in front of you, it's what you have to do. And a dog involved in an attack can be very vicious. If you get close to them, they can turn on yourself. So, you know, they're a totally different animal to what they would be if they were at home when they're involved in an attack.
And again, if a dog is involved in an attack and gets away with it as such, are they more likely to do it then again once they get the bloodlust?
Yeah, once they get the taste of blood, they'll kill again.
So what is your advice to people, particularly coming up to Christmas, popular time of the year for people to buy pets, and particularly for first-time pet owners that might be living near a farm or that bring their dogs out to the countryside over weekends, as you say?
We're not going to tell anybody what breed or they should or should not get, but if you do get a dog, make sure you're responsible for that dog.
Benton! Oh, Jesus Christ! Benton!
If you just look at the YouTube videos and look up Fenton.
Oh, yeah, the famous Fenton.
The famous Fenton, and that'll give you an idea of what, how much control somebody can have over a dog once he gets it into his head to go chasing something. So, like, I have dogs myself, and they don't always do what I want them to do either. Likewise, for somebody out on a walk with a dog, when they get off a lead and when they see something they want to go after, sometimes it's very hard to stop them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, finally, Sean, we are here, as I said, in the shed, with your very calm sheep, lambs here in behind us. What sort of year has it been for the sheep farming business?
Farmers have been reasonably happy this year with the prices. Since the start of the year, the price has been reasonably good. And after COVID struck, we thought that the price would drop, and that never materialised. We thought after Easter it would drop. That never materialised, and the prices remained strong all during the year.
And are you looking forward to the new year now? And you'll have another crop of lambs here arriving. When? February, March?
We're starting lambing on the 16th of February. We've 400 ewes lambing. 300 of the older ewes are lambing then, and then about a week later, the younger ones are starting.
Okay.
So we're lambing until around the 20th of March.
So this is the real calm before the storm, am I right?
Yeah, there's a lot of work, getting up there and making sure everything is well fed and sucking and all that. And ewes are in good condition and everything seems to be going well. So I'm looking forward to the lambing season.
I think we all are, because it'll mean the end of 2020. All right, Sean. Well, listen, thank you very much. As I said, it's just timely advice for people, particularly those that, as I said, maybe for the first time are buying a dog and don't realise that the killer instinct that's in them, even though they might be nice and, as you said, cuddly around the house. Once they get after sheep, it's a whole different story. So it's just something to bear in mind. But thanks very much and happy Christmas to you.
Thanks very much, Damien, and the same to yourself.
Yeah, County Cork sheep farmer there, Sean Dennehy, with a gentle reminder about the potential of some dogs to cause havoc for sheep if not controlled by their owners. And this is despite the annual warning that we have each year. It still happens each year. So by all means, of course, buy the pet dog, but just be careful when you're bringing it out into the countryside near sheep. Actually, the Irish Times reported this week that this year, animal charities that would expect around 70 inquiries a week, they now have 400 inquiries a week this year. That gives some indication of the growth in ownership and people wishing to buy a dog.